vote this week, I want to go over the bullet points. What are the main ideas that we spoke about this week? I'm not saying over 5 shiurim in 20 minutes.
Could do it.
But,
it's been done.
What?
It's been done.
Is it? It's been done. We did once 10 shiurim in 20 minutes. But I want to go over the main points that we take into next week in Mitzvah Shem B'Shal Tov U'Mutzlachas. First of all, what was Nisbar and the Gemara? A din. You have Shnayim Erev Metalis, and a person goes ahead and grabs it, we're calling it a violent weight, a tfisa. Your tfisa can't change the psak. I want to say it from a slightly different angle. The Shitas HaRosh and Amar Beis, we're going to see, not this week, next week in Mitzvah Shem, probably the week after, when we get to the sugya of Tokfa Kohen itself. Jesus HaRosh is the maskana that you're allowed to chav. If a guy is about to make a veil of a raya, and it's by him alone exclusively, I'm allowed to chav it with the bari, and I guess which time? It's something you have to get used to. It's hard for us to believe, because we're so used to about to make a veil of a raya. That's the godless of the sugya of Tokfa Kohen, that many Rishayim hold, it's Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Chof, it's a rosh, we're learning inside everything. It's a sheet that comes out of many, many rayas of Gemara's all over Shas. You're allowed to grab. And you're the muzik and now the muzik. I want to point out an interesting zach. So the chayr is a kolshkein. If la halacha you pass and you're allowed to grab, it's kavadik halachemer. Not that you're allowed to grab when a guy's exclusively holding on to it. La halacha the rush holds that if a guy's exclusively holding on to the muzik of a raya, you're allowed to grab it and you become the muzik. If you're a bari. So it's a kavachemer. Not that when a guy's holding on to it exclusively, you're allowed to grab when the time is bari. So why in a manal can't you grab? Why is it more say I'm a little meva? That's the correct way to ask. The correct way to ask is that a sheet is a rush holds that you're allowed to grab from a muzik who's holding it alone? It's kolshkeinu that benoisha kavachemer, you're allowed to grab when two guys are holding it. We don't have an exclusive muzik of raya like we spoke about on that base, so at such great length. That's the correct way to set up the kasha when you take a look back on it at the end of the week. Now, why can't you grab? So we said this week two mahalchim. One mahalch is. Then we're going to come back to both of them on the base when we actually learn the Russian side, but I want to remind you, it's a tumach. One mahalach is that this sheet that you're allowed to grab to change the mochzakis was only said when you have a chalei safek in front of you. For example, like the types of cases that we're going to see coming up, a tokfa kohen is where the kohen grabs the safek b'chor. Safek b'chor by nature is an intrinsic safek because it's a safek. The baby was born and nobody knows what it is. Over there, we say you're allowed to grab. Hashem can't over here, you can't grab. So if I ask you, why can't you grab? Because you can't grab. You're not a grab, Tom. If it's by him, you leave by him. If it's by one guy alone, you leave by one guy alone. If it's by two people, you leave by two people. But you can't grab. The second mahalach we said was the Gunja Sekhis that we're going to see inside when the time comes. That it's a specific din yachlik. The entire din that the Rosh says that you're allowed to grab was only said when the psak was a mitzvah mechavel raya. So when you have a psak of a mitzvah mechavel raya, so the nature of who, I mean, the psak's not changing because the psak is leaving by the mozik. Just what's changing is the mozik. That a tfisa's bari could change. So over here with the psak is yachliku, there's nothing that can be done to change the psak of yachliku. Those are the two pshatim, according to Shitas HaRosh, why you're not allowed to grab? If I hold not like the Rosh, like the Ramban says, if I hold it, we pass the Tokfa Kohen Mitzi Miyodoy, we take it away from you, you're not allowed to grab. Tokfa Kohen Mitzi Miyodoy means we take it away from the grabber, we take it away from the Tokfa. Which means that an act of grabbing can't change status. Okay? An act of grabbing can't change status. That's the correct way of saying it, by the way. An act of grabbing can't change the status. When I say act of grabbing, I mean a violent act of grabbing that we see in front of us can't change the status of a din. We'll see in a minute, why not?
Go to the Gunja Sekhis, why can't...
What do you say?
If someone's holding something, why can't I just go ahead and grab it from them? If you rush, according to the Gunja
Sekhis. According to...
Someone's just holding something, their shirt, why can't I go grab it? Just grab it, take it.
No, there's no something, that's for sure.
Even according to the Gunja Sekhis,
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. There has to be an episode of suffix over here. That's not talking about. The question is whether Shnayim Erev Metalis is called a suffix or not. But that for sure has to be something. Nothing to talk about. That's a no brainer. The second sheet holds that you can't change a psak idea in act of grabbing. If the psak was a grabbing, act of grabbing doesn't change a psak. And therefore, the Ramban says that's a shanam enough. You can't change act of grabbing, you can't change a psak. Now why not? So that is going to float to the surface in other days at great length, but it's good to say it now. Why can't you? If it's like the Rosh Yelada grab, so then we have to say local to Rotoran of an Aleph, either on Likum or the Mosafic, like what we just said. But if I learn that you're not allowed to grab, so then the Gemara on Aleph is very simple, you can't grab. Now the question is, why can't you grab? Why can't I grab? So we said this week, I mentioned two svaras. One of them I spoke about dominantly, and the other one I mentioned in passing, but I want to speak about it now. There's two ways to understand why not a grab. One reason is what's called in the yeshivas, in Lashon HaDeh Rishayim, it's Tisa La'achash HaNeilad HaSafek. Once there's a psak, you can't change the psak. So it's a problem in the resolution of the Safek. Tisa La'achash HaNeilad HaSafek, it's the Tisa came too late. It was Neilad HaSafek. The Safek was already Ogre Paskin, we already Paskin what it is. A Tisa that comes after the Safek is too late, we already Paskin something. So then you can never use tefisa to change, okay?
It depends on how we define what's in Chabarol.
Correct. We'll see. But the Maisa, the shvach of tefisa la'achar shanei la'asafik is a lashon of Rishayinu, okay? And Remeila, that's a legitimate shot. It's la'achar, too bad. The safik was nailed. It was ready up sake, and that's it. That's it. It stops there. So the other shot that we said was the shot of Gzela, okay? Which is the Rashba. The shot of the Rashba is that it's not the pshat in the procedure of the psak that you can't change the psak once you have a psak. Now the pshat is that an act of gzela doesn't change who the mozik is. That'll get the difference between the two pshat and why not allowed to grab. One of them is klapi the psak. Once the thing is passed, tfisa lachash and al sabi doesn't work. The second pshat is involved in the etzemaisa tfisa. It's an act of gzela, so I don't see it by you, Bachal. An act of gzela doesn't make you into a tofus, we'll say it that way, okay? It's a lomda shavart. Then an act of Zela doesn't make you into the Tafas, because I see it by him still. In other words, the first shot is that you can become a Tafas, yeah? But you became a Tafas too late. You hearing the difference? The first shot is that you become a Tafas, you became a Tafas too late. You arrived on the scene too late. The second shot is you don't become a Tafas because you did an act of Zela. Act of Zela doesn't make you into a Mosek, okay? So we summarize again. The Gemara Madal says you're not allowed to grab from Echlegu. According to the Rosh Hashanah, you're always allowed to grab. We have to look for local teruts from over here why you can't grab. According to Rabban, who says you're never allowed to grab La Halacha. By the way, the Rabban brings this Gemara as a riot to the Halacha. You can't change Pesachim by day grabbing. I said the two stuff that why you can't change it. Either it's Tisach and Dela Suffolk, or it's a Tisach and Zayla. That was idea number one that we spoke about, the big idea. Idea number two that we discussed this week was in the Gemara's Mavur, the Yashas of Yakach Tzavach, it's called Aydah. And we brought down Machlikas Rishayim, Rabbi Seinu told us, this Machlikas Rishayim, what is this Aydah? What's the nature of this Aydah? In the Ritva Yishanim and in the Halig of Goyim, he says Mefurish, that the Aydah is a full scale Aydah, is what they conveyed it on me. How do we know that? Because both the Ritva and both the Goyim spoke out that why the Gemara was, the Gemara brought a Raya. Reb Zeir was Sofik of Shasek HaChatzalach from the Brice of Yotze Achamein and the Ritva and the Goynes, who told you to talk about Shasek HaChatzalach? Maybe he's talking about what? Shasek Mitchila Yatzoy. And they both answered, it can't be talking about Shasek Mitchila Yatzoy Favaz, because then it won't be a din of Hawaii to make Havam Raya. The Lashon of the Brice is Hawaii to make Havam Raya. Edom can't help when it's Haidah. So we see from there, they clearly learned that it's a full scale Haidah. Who argues? The Ran and the Rajbah, we said. The Ran and the Rajbah learn. The Ran and the Rajbah bring down the Shitas who hold that when you do a Shasak Rakach Tzavach outside Bezdin, it's equivalent to what? It's equivalent to Shasak Mitchila Ve'ad Saif. And the Ran and the Rajbah asked that on those Shitas who hold the Shasak Rakach Tzavach outside Bezdin is a full scale Shtika. So why did you mind me that the Brice is talking about Shasak Rakach Tzavach outside Bezdin? How can we talk about Shasak Rakach Tzavach outside Bezdin? Shasak Rakach Tzavach outside Bezdin is what? Is Haidah. And the Brice says, I'm going to make him over Raya. And there, Rav Nachum and Rabbi Seinu brought a Raya that these Shitas held that the Haidah of the Ksugya is not a Haidah that the thing is yours, it's a Haidah that the Tfisa is a good Tfisa. That's why was it on me that the Haidah of the Tfisa is a good Tfisa. That stems with the rage that I just said earlier in Sif Aleph that the problem why I'm not allowed to grab is because it's Gzela. So when I have a Shtika Kredah, the Shtika Kredah, to say that the thesis of Rishos is not an act of Gzela. Once that muscle, I mentioned this during the week, I'm stressing it again. It's the reason why you wouldn't be able to grab because it's Tfisa La'achash and then let us off, it won't help you that I gave Rishos. So So what if I gave you Urinus? I wasn't going to do that with you. I let you grab it. It's too late. Your grabbing arrived on the scene too late. It's the last thing. But if I learned that the problem is Zeyla, said Rabbi Seinu, so then I can understand what the Hidah helps. Okay?
Is there a club between Shtika and Tchilat Batzai to the Shtikas?
No reason why it should be. They don't say so. That the Rishayim speak out that it's Shalzik Vakar Samar outside Besdin. The only reason why Shalzik Vakar Samar was different because of Chazil Rabbana, right? You don't have a Chazil Rabbana, so then the Shtika at the beginning is enough. It's a full scale Shtika. There's no reason to actually look at it.
Well, I still don't find it amazing. If you give it to the other guy, you for sure have to be Tevea. You give it to the Paskin based on your Shtika, you for sure have to be Tevea. So put your little Rabbi Shtika for you to Amanish. As opposed to Shalzik in front of Aiden. Then you came into
Basin,
then you started being
severe. No, that's what you're saying. Either way, the Rishonim say it for a night, the Rishonim will bring down the Shita that they treat it like a full-scale Shtika. That's what it is. They think you don't have a Chazal Rabbanan. What they mean to say is that if like, the Gemara says the only difference of Shalzik Vakar Tzavah is different. So that's what Shalzik Vakar Tzavah should be called also full-scale Shtika, by the way. What I care is like a Tzavah is too late. It's a scam. And the part is because it's Chazal Rabbanan. The Gemara says, of course, not like you. The Gemara says, Chazal Rabbanan. That's the only excuse why the Shtika at the beginning is not enough, otherwise, it would be a full-scale Shtika.
What does it mean that he's allowing him to become a muhsik if he's still saying Kula Shalit Vladimir Fistana?
Is that a Maisik Zela?
Why not? To me, I see a Maisik Zela. I'm saying Kula Shalit.
You let the guy do it. How could it be a Maisik Zela? You let the guy take it.
If you would say, can I hold it for a second? I say, sure, let him hold it for a second. And I'm still saying that. So
and that's, but I don't know what the question is. He said, that's holding it for you. But okay, the guy took it, and I didn't say anything. I let him take it. So the tisa wasn't an act of zela.
So it's a reis in my kulish liyos.
It's not a reis in anything. It's not a reis in anything. You're seeing the point. He becomes a mosek. He's not a gasa. I don't think he's not a gasa. If you tell that, it's not a gasa. Why am I confused? What's the problem? He's not a gasa. He's a gasa. You don't think I take it. And so it's all.
Why? Because you plan on bringing Aiden? Because
I don't know why. What's the difference why? Because he have Alzheimer's. What's the difference why? You let the guy take it, so the guy's not a goslin, now he's the mulzik. It works the other way around, by the way. He's the mulzik. If it was an act of zela, it can't make you into a mulzik. It's the other way around. He's into an act of zela. Okay, that was idea number two this week, correct? You put a diak in the miri, the miri is mashal. Also, went to a havel variety, that's the miri is mashal. Based on that, we went into a whole journey, which I'm not hazarding now, because it's not Rosh Hashanah. We went into a journey, what happens when one guy's holding it alone? State in the Ritva and the Miri. If one guy's holding it alone and Yashtika Mitchil Vatsev, what's the din? What happens if one guy's holding it alone, not the Gezer Nemeres Metalis, and Yashtika Mitchil Vatsev, what's the din? It's not a Mechila, but we saw two different reasons. The Heliger Ritva said, why? Eishonim, it's not a Rita. And the Miri said, because it's not a Chazaka, we explained that the Shitasim, depending on what the Sugi is about. Is the Sugi about Rita or the Sugi is about Chazaka? And for that, we bring it out to the Rashi, what happens if you swore in the Dubber. Okay? See, I just got an entire share, half an hour, and over 30 seconds. What?
Can we say that one more time? The Ritva and Miuri is Chilkis and Luteret? Well, I mean, not Teret.
According to the Ritva, the agenda of the Sugi is Hoidah Mamish. So then we say that if one guy's holding it alone, there's no Hoidah, because I don't have a need to go be Moichim when somebody takes something which I'm holding alone. But the Ritva says it's different, though. So the Ritva says there's no Chazakas. You're trying to accomplish the Chazakra. You can't become a mulzik when I was holding it alone at the beginning. That's what you're saying. Okay. That was topic number two. Topic number three we spoke about at great length was the next ukim to the brisa, which was a little bit of a break from the topic of what? A little bit of a break from the topic of Tokva Prayin. One made an ukim to the brisa, the two guys had a fight, and I mentioned Metallus, and one guy came in a week later on, tiny by delay. We did not see him grab it. And there was no Hidal. We didn't see this or that. He comes holding on to it. He says, Hidal, he says, mine. The other guy says, I rented it out to you. The Gemara says, you not believe because of Adhashta. So the big kasha was, what do you have to come out to Adhashta for? The guy says, Hidal, he has a Chesmer Talpa. He's believed to say, it's mine. How did it get to me? I'll give him Hidal. He's holding me, isn't it? How many Tibbutas do we say on that kasha? Tachos. How many Tibbutas do we say on that kasha? Three. Teretz number one is a Migu that you could have said, talk to many. Teretz as Migu. Teretz number two. It's Asuri Lashal Askir. The Ram can't hold a view of them. When Medai can taste this, Efshur is not holding a view of them. Teretz number three was the massive shtickle of Rav Asher. That the reason why you believe to say Agrotia is because you're not believed to say Moedah. I'm not believed to say Moedah. I'm Chesim Metalpun. So he said, this Chesed Metaltum is not a raya. Chesed Metaltum is nothing more than a tisa. And we hold it a good chance because it holds. And we have a Shaka Yachliku, you don't have what? You can't have what's a real raya because you're a basket. And we said the Chiddush, we spoke out, that when you're moida, when you're tiny moida, that's going back to the old Torah. A massive stick of Torah of Asher. And Asher ate it on, by the way, that he was very excited about this shot. Atki dekachi yes the kasha, so why did the Ramban say this shot? It's a kusha, why do we have to go on to Migul? He said, because Ramban Lashitosa does all the Kunjus Osekis. How do you know Ramban does all the Kunjus Osekis? Because Ramban from Sunday explains that one, that the reason why not let it grab is why? It's not because of the Kunjus Osekis, why not let it grab? Because of Tukma Koyim and Tzimi Yodai. So Ramban does all the Kunjus Osekis. He couldn't say this whole stick with her. Atki dekachi, that was the Migul Lashitosa that he said, I forgot to hit on. And I extended this to the topic of Migul Ohetzi, the famous Kasha of Ekstrei, so I could be Migul over here, Migul Ohetzi. I suggested that if this Tikkun Torah is correct, that you're coming to defend the Yachliku, there's no problem Migul Ohetzi. That was topic number 3 we spoke about this week. Topic number 4 we spoke about this week, we learned a lot this week, yeah? Topic number 4 this week was the third of Kimto of the Gemara. The price is not talking about Rav Zera, it's not talking about this business with the renting. Talking about a case, a very interesting case, where two guys came to bed, and one guy's holding on, one guy Mr. Suchi, and the Chiddush is Mr. Suchi not Kumi. I want to pay attention how I'm chasing it over. We're at a Havamir that Mr. Suchi is not Kumi, Mr. Suchi is something. What would be that Havamir if it would be something? In the Rambam state, the Havamir would be, you're called a Mosek. Right? By the way, I think you'll all agree that's a puzzle shot, like more. The rest is a field or something. So the Havamina was that's going to be called a Mosek. Rashi goes out of his way to learn not like that. Rashi goes out of his way to learn that it was a no-brainer that it's not called a Mosek because Yesh Lezek Koyach Yesem Yizeh. I'm already saying the whole Shtikot Torah that I just said. Right? And Rashi learns therefore that the whole Chiddush was a little bit of Sunkus. Mosek Avadi, not a Mosek. Avadi, he's the Mosek. So what's the Havamina that's Shukhi something? It's enough to make a suffer according to Sunkus. He doesn't care about Mosek. And we said a massive Lashitosa. Why did Rashi not want to learn that it's Chiddush with Ravonik? We said that Rashi, it's a no-brainer. And even if Shukhi will be something, but I'm more than you, I'm a Polsky, I'm also a Shukhi guy. So while the Rambam is a good, because the Rambam holds that the voice when somebody else in the picture, we go down to half. That you could have, even if Shukhi is not a full scale holding. I just said it better than I said it the whole week, I don't know what I said. If the other guy's holding knocks me down to half, that I don't need to have an equal holding, as long as there's somebody else in the picture that knocks me down to half. But if I hold that I'm holding onto the whole thing no matter what, then in order to counteract me, you have to be an equal holding. That we knew it's super bad. Yeah, did I just say it on?
Leave me. Reduce count out.
Leave me, you already just say it on? I said it for you. Say it again? I said that the Gemara knows that Sukhi is not a major zach. It's after something. To accomplish that I'm not holding it alone, a Sukhi is enough because there is somebody else there. So if what somebody else does is that it knocks me down to size, so Tzuchi doesn't have me, it's something, it's a Shvacha holding, but there's somebody else there, you're not holding it exclusively anymore. Mashiach, if I'm always holding it myself, so what's the Tzuchi doing? It's counteracting, there's somebody else there. That's for sure that he's not equal to me. That we knew that Tzuchi is not equal to holding. Just if what you want to accomplish, we knew that Tzuchi is a Shvacha. Just if what you want to accomplish, the idea of the Tzuchi, is that the fact that somebody else there knocks me down to size, that could be. Because fuck, there's somebody else there, you're not holding it alone. You're not holding it alone. But if I'm always holding the whole thing anyway, and what you're coming to accomplish today, the Shukhi is to counteract me that you're also a Mosek, you're not also a Mosek together, we're not equals. And the Zekra, Grace and Mizeh, that's Gevaldik. We also pointed out over here that this Gemara is a landmark Gemara. The Gemara says that the Yisayid of Sumpus who doesn't hold of Avitzeh Ve'Oraya applies by Shnayim Erz and Metals. You have to answer the best of your life, by the way. If I was giving for Harrison Lakewood, that's what I would ask. Okay? Not in this Gilgal. Yeah. If I was giving Pharaoh's Lakewood, this is the first question I would ask a guy to see if he really learned to Islam. I would ask the guy, when did Sumku say his din of Yachleku and he doesn't care about Mosek? When did he say his radical din that I don't care about Mosek? When did he say it? So the first Rashi over here, it's the first Gemara, by the way. The Gemara says he says it, even by Shnayim Erz and Metalas. I feel a little Sumku. It's the first Gemara. After the Kafet, only where Rabbeinu Peretz was able to get out of it was making a hold of Kimpton and the Gemara that there was a different suffix over here. That field of the Sumpus wasn't going on the suffix of Schneimerks, and this that field of the Sumpus was going on another suffix of whether or not you have Schneimerks or not. At Kedekachana. topic number four. Topic number five was yesterday's raid. We started to talk about Suffolk. Like I said, there's a string of three sefers coming up in the Gemara now. Suffolk 1, 2, and 3. 2 and 3 we're going to see on Sunday, the basic shot, just to start to connect them. Suffolk 1, we spoke about with everything I said yesterday, that it's clear from Tosfos that the Suffolk is a Balabatish of Suffolk, about whether or not a shtika on an act of Amira is called a shtika or not. That depends whether psychologically we treat an Amira like a tkifa, or we don't treat it like a tkifa or not. And the Suffolk of the Gemara is a Balabatish of Gemara, whether or not you have the ability to make the other half hektish in a place where there was a shtika on your tkifa, or shasek back, and so much like we spoke yesterday, Alan. The problem is going to be, like I said, the next few lines of the Gemara. The hardest Gemaras in Lashon Zikim, the most interesting Gemaras, the Olam has the same shot, you'll still have a shot of Rosh Hashem Sunday.
I'm riffing in the fact that it's myself.